I mean, we've been roasting for so long. I know those guys working outdoors there at NDOT and, you know, mid-90s and 100-degree temps and the humidity, it just drags you down. And this has been welcome for everybody, hasn't it?
Yep. Nope. The rain will be nice. We got some stuff seeded, and so the rain will be about perfect for us on some of our projects.
That's terrific. And Drew does a great job. Every couple of months, we get an update that we're going from sliding from the summer to the fall. Drew, what are some of the road projects around our listening area? Tell us about them.
Yeah, so we'll be wrapping up a few projects. We'll start out west. We have a project just to the west of Imperial on Highway 6. That project will wrap up in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Right now, we're finishing up a little bit of paint in that area and then some seating, and it should be wrapped up shortly. Right now, you can expect a minimal to no delay on that project. And additionally, very similar to that project, we have another one up on Highway 23 in the LC area. That project was a mill and fill. The asphalt has just been completed. We're finishing up a little bit of shouldering, some paint, and then some seating, and we should have it wrapped up in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. Less than a 5-to-minute delay there as well. We finished our bridge project out west of McCook. I think some folks are happy to get that done. We're pretty close to getting it done to harvest like we planned on. And so hopefully that makes people happy. We have our project up just south of Wellfleet on US 83. That project is one of our Super 2 projects. It right now, we're waiting on a settlement period, and the contractors then will go back in full force once we've got some settlement and cure and start working on asphalt again. We think probably in about 2 weeks here, we'll really be moving on asphalt again. And in the meantime, we'll be doing some grading and seeding and other things that we can do while we're waiting for our materials to cure out. That project right now, it does have a signal up, should be no more than about a 2 to 3 minute delay. When the contractors come back in to do some work, I would expect about a 15-minute delay or a little bit more even. Sometimes we'll have two flagging zones going. The way that project's set up allows our contractors to work in multiple areas to try to get it done still yet this year. Our intent is to get as much of that wrapped up this year as we can, and we think we're on pace to do that. Even moving further out east, we've got a project in the Beaver City area. There's actually two projects there. There's one on 283 south of Beaver City, and then there's one on Highway 89 there in Beaver City. Both those projects should be wrapping up somewhere in the next 2 to 3 weeks. They have a little bit of striping and some seating left that needs done, and a little bit of minor miscellaneous work there in town in Beaver City. So those projects turned out really nice. They were asphalt mill and fills. They needed a lot of work. There was a fair amount of patching that was there, and we really appreciate the people being patient with us down there. I think they're going to end up with a really nice product once we get done. We still have our project going on 183 north of Holdridge. It has probably about 2 to 3 weeks left on it also. There's some rumble strips that need put in, some paint, and a little bit of touch up with some shouldering, and it should be completed. It actually turned out really, really nice. It was a quick in and out project. The traffic's one of our higher traffic volumes in the district, and it actually went really well, so we're really pleased with that project. Right now, people can still expect maybe 5-minute delay or less on that project. And when we do our striping, they just need to look out for the mobile operation and try to pay attention to those construction zones. And then one last project, there's actually two projects. They're essentially back-to-back on US 6 and 34 there. Basically, it starts in the around the Funk Extel area and goes all the way to Minden. Those two projects will be wrapping up here also in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're just waiting on a back order of some material there, and we'll get that tape finished out there and get that project wrapped up. delay there, less than probably 5 minutes. So again, throughout our district, realistically, less than 5 minute delays at most construction projects, with the one at Wellfleet being just a little bit longer. And then additionally, our maintenance folks are out doing some additional work outside of our construction projects, keeping things going for us. They'll be in the Curtis area and then down in the Oxford area for the next couple weeks or so, and then they'll be moving around doing some spot patching, and please try to pay attention for those folks out there. One other thing of note, we did actually move our office location. We have some remodel and reconstruction going on in our office right now. So our new office location, our temporary office location, is 801 West C, and we're in Suite 2. It's over by the DNS parking lot there. The old Oztex donut shop is roughly where we're located, just north of the Oztex donut shop there. So if people have questions, comments, or concerns, they're more than welcome to stop in and see us. For all the updated construction information, check out 511.nebraska.gov, or they can always check out our website, dot.nebraska.gov.
A lot of great fall projects. Once again, Drew, trying to get a lot of this stuff done before that snow starts to fly in a couple of months, huh?
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. It's crazy how we go from 110 to snowing the next day. It'll be here before we know it.
Exactly right, Drew. You betcha. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Great update.
Thanks,
we will talk to you down the line and get ready for another round here in a couple of months, okay?
Thanks, Rich.